Hi folks, Matt McSpirit here, technical evangelist at Microsoft, here for Channel 9 at DockerCon 2016. Lots of people walking back and forth, loads of people at the conference, 4,000 people, we found out in one of the previous interviews. And we're joined by somebody who's been on the Containers channel before, so you should recognize his face. It's Patrick from Docker.
Hi everybody.
So for those that don't know you, bring us up to speed what you do at Docker.
Sure. Hi Matt, thanks for coming by. It's been a while.
Thanks
just
for
a
having
few
me.
Months.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're at DockerCon, 4,000 people came here. So I'm Patrick Chenaison. I used to work with Matt in DX, in the developer experience team at Microsoft. Since a year and a half, I've been at Docker. I work there with Solomon Hikes. I'm a member of technical staff, and I work with him on the platform.
Nice.
And you saw a lot of stuff that have been announced yesterday in the keynote and this morning as well.
So summarize for people perhaps who haven't kept up to speed or haven't watched the announcements. Tell us what are the key things that people need to know that's happened at the conference.
Yeah, so yesterday we had a keynote in kind of two sections, and there were three main news. So the first one is Docker for Mac and Docker for Windows, which are like a seamlessly integrated Docker experience on both of these platforms. They were in private betas in the past 3 months. We just show a demo of Anand, the developer, on his first day using Docker for Mac to live debug Node application, or actually he was running a multi-container application using Node Java and Python, all this containerized. So he just installs Docker for Mac on his first day at the office. He installed Visual Studio Code on his Mac.
Cool.
He runs the app with Docker Compose app, and all these services like Postgres, Redis, all this like comes in containers. He doesn't need to install anything on his machine. And on his first day, he runs the apps. He finds an issue in the Node part of the app, and he debugs that in Visual Studio Code, and it's debugging inside of the container.
Awesome. Cool.
So in 10 minutes, he's able to fix a bug. In his first day. So that was kind of a first announcement.
Nice.
And the big announcement is that Docker for Mac and Docker for Windows are now available as a public beta. So anybody can download it. You go to docker.com/getdocker.
Yep.
Get it today.
We'll post the links under the video as well, so people will have it. So what else? What else was
so
announced
then
in those other areas?
So we had a little bit of a demo of Docker Cloud as well, the CI/CD integration, how it auto-deploys and all that.
So great for DevOps type.
Yeah, so that's perfect for the DevOps workflow for pushing to staging. And then we move to the big announcement, which was Docker 1.12. And the big thing in Docker 1.12 is that now it comes in with built-in orchestration.
Right.
So 3 years ago, we solved the containerization problem. We helped people use container technologies. Now, a lot of them are putting containers in production, and the main thing that they're asking about is how do I orchestrate them? And so with Docker 1.12, the orchestration features are built into the product. So you just run one daemon with the Docker engine, and several daemons can talk to each other and form what we call a swarm. And once this swarm is formed, it's fully secure by default. So that we have this notion of a cryptographic node identity. So when with just two commands, Docker swarm init and Docker swarm join, you have two different engines that start talking together. You can schedule containers in that swarm. The swarm can scale to many more, like a much bigger size.
Much bigger nodes, larger number of nodes.
Yeah, like thousands of nodes potentially. And by default, it's secure, which means that each node has a cryptographic identity. The keys are automatically generated. Before, it was really painful to do that. Now it's just two commands away. Keys are automatically generated, and they can be auto-rotated as often as every 30 seconds. So you're secure by default, TLS everywhere
between all
everywhere,
of those nodes.
Yeah.
And those nodes could exist on-prem, they could exist elsewhere.
So that's the beauty of Docker. It's really an ideal fit for hybrid architectures where they can be on-prem or in the cloud or both, and they can like form that swarm.
Cool.
So what we call swarm mode, first point. Second point is a cryptographic node identity. The third point is we introduce that notion of service into the API.
Okay.
So we have this new concept. Instead of just scheduling containers, you schedule services that are based on containers.
Yeah.
And you can scale them, and we have a new declarative API where at runtime you can change any aspect of your services. You can and as part of that, you can do things like rolling updates, and you can specify, I want to change the port that this listens to, or And when this service listens to, which means maybe the 50 containers that compose that service mm-hmm. across your swarm, that will be changed for all of them at the same time.
That's right, okay.
You can do rolling updates where you can say, I have a new version, I want to deploy it, but I want to be cautious, which means I'm going to deploy them two at a time with a new version.
And staged, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a big feature of this cool. new service API. And the last one is the routing mesh. Once you have deployed your services, you want people to be able to access them from the outside. And before that, you needed to do a lot of complicated things to set that up. Now, Docker 1.12 comes out of the box with a routing mesh, which means that your services can talk together with the overlay network. But also, there's automatic load balancing. You can your services are exposed to the outside if you choose to on every node of the swarm. And the load balancing internally is using IPvS, which means it's in kernel, so there's no...
it's very efficient.
It's very efficient. And then your nodes are exposed to the outside, and then you can integrate that with third-party load balancers like the Azure Load Balancer or HAProxy or F5, because that's TCP level load balancing. You may want to do HTTP in addition to that. But setting up that HTTP load balancing is much easier now. So big news, Docker 1.12 comes with orchestration built in.
Cool.
So that was kind of a big announcement, because orchestration has been a pain for lots of people. We make this super accessible. The millions of people who are using Docker can start using that today. And actually, if you're using Docker for Mac or Windows, it's already in there.
Cool. So they're the three big areas that you focused on in on day one.
So day one, Docker for Developer with Docker for Mac and Windows public beta, Docker 1.12 orchestration. The last announcement was about for ops. Ops, you're very often deploying Docker in the cloud.
Yeah.
Deploying Docker on Azure and AWS is really a lot of work. Mm. You can build your own ARM templates or CloudFormation for AWS.
Yeah.
And what we introduced is a private beta of Docker for AWS on Azure. So in the same way that we deeply integrated Docker with the local file system and networking on the Mac and on Windows, we're doing that for Amazon and Azure as well.
Cool.
Which means that now in a few clicks, you can deploy a whole Swarm cluster on Azure and on AWS. And
the way.
Or both.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And the way you do that is like through a user interface where you click, you specify the number of masters and slaves for the nodes.
For the nodes, yeah.
For your cluster, and then you click deploy. Your cluster is auto-deployed, security by default, and then it's deeply integrated with the underlying cloud platform.
Yeah.
So that means that for Azure, for example, it will be automatically integrated with the Azure Load Balancer. So when you deploy services, they are, the Azure Load Balancer will be automatically updated. We did a demo with AWS yesterday.
Nice.
But it works the same in both platforms.
Cool.
So these are... Hey, Jerry.
So you've got fans everywhere. You just can't escape. You're just a celebrity.
So that's what's
just
great.
Been video bombed and fist pumped.
That's awesome. What's great about DockerCon.
That's it. No worries.
Great to see you, Jerry. It's DockerCon is all about meeting
all
your friends.
It's all about the community.
Yeah,
we can't get everybody on, but we try our best. So thank you to that guy. So when we think about those key announcements, we think about what was demoed in the keynote by Mark this morning on day two. Lots and lots of moving parts in this demo. So break it down in a little bit more of a slow motion as to what he showed, what was the overall goal, and what were the key moving parts in terms of technology for that.
Yeah, Mark's demo was one of my favorite this morning. He went for a really end-to-end demo showing the whole thing with all the Microsoft integration. So yesterday's theme was Docker open source, Docker for dev, Docker for ops. Today it was Docker for Enterprise. So the main keynote in the morning was about Docker Data Center, our commercial offering with Universal Control Plane and Docker Trusted Registry. We saw a demo of using that for security, and the demo was pretty fun. And then Mark came on stage and he had a really end-to-end demo showing how all this integrates with Microsoft. And so this is really the new Microsoft. I was super impressed.
Yeah.
So Mark's come on stage. He has a Mac, so that's a,
that, it must have been loaned to him. It had to be.
That was really great. Great seeing Mark demoing on a Mac.
Yeah.
My old boss, John Shushak.
Where's the right click?
My old boss at Microsoft, John Shushak, used to do these demos on a Mac as well, and I'm glad to see that happening.
Lots of people in Microsoft now run it. Yeah.
So he comes with a Mac, and he took our sample app, the demo voting app, where the backend was made in Java, and the Microsoft team just said, oh, we're just going to replace Java with a .NET backend.
Simple as that.
Yeah, as simple as that. They just replaced, they created a new container, they changed the compose file. They have this new .NET backend, and then he shows that there's a bug in the .NET backend. The bug was really fun.
Right.
He replaces A with B to B, and it's a super complex math formula to do that. So he finds that bug, and he wants to debug that. Hey, he's just running a .NET application with other microservices building Python and Node with Compose on Mac. And the .NET part works with .NET Core, which has a Linux Docker image.
Yeah.
So that's what he's running. And when he finds a bug, he opens Visual Studio Code, which is one of our favorite editors
it
on the
awesome.
Mac.
It is awesome. It is cool.
It's really great for debugging Node.
Quick
we saw
to
that
use.
The day before. And then he uses Visual Studio Code to live debug his .NET application inside of a Linux container on a Mac.
Cool.
I was flabbergasted. It's like, wow, that's great.
And people will be able to check out the demo. I think it's recorded, so people will be able
the
to
The demo is recorded.
Out.
You can find the code on GitHub, and you can try this at home.
Cool.
So that really opens up .NET to all the Mac and Linux developers. That's really awesome.
Cool.
So that was for the developer flow there. Then he talked about how in the past few months, Docker and Microsoft, we worked together. So with Bruno and Harold from DX, and Uday and myself on the other side, on the Docker side, together we built that integration of Docker Data Center on Azure. And today, Docker Data Center is on Azure in the marketplace. So it was the featured image in the marketplace. And basically, in one click, you go to the marketplace, you click, you specify number of nodes. And after the second click, you wait a little bit, and you have your full universal control plane, Docker Trusted Registry with interlock setup for load balancing connected to Azure Load Balancer. It's all set up for you in HA. So you can have, you choose 3 or 5 masters, depending on how many nines you want for HA. But basically, it's like 3 clicks away and a few minutes to get Docker Data Center running on Azure. So he showed
that. Is that the Azure Container Service or just VMs in Azure?
No, so that's VMs on Azure using Azure Resource Manager templates and Docker Data Center images.
Cool, just like that.
Yeah, just like that. A few clicks, you're good to go. And after that, he said, okay, but lots of people are running their application part on-premise and part in Azure.
Yeah.
And as you know, Microsoft is one of the best companies at doing hybrid with Docker, I would say. And so Microsoft plus Docker there really shines, and that's what he demoed. So he said he removed some a veil that was on something, and the something was a big iron server that was running on premise with Docker Data Center. Azure Stack, which is the parallel of Azure but on premise. So he had a server running Azure Stack. He had Docker Data Center installed on Azure Stack and Azure in parallel. So he had a Swarm cluster that span Azure
both.
And Azure Stack, and that's what a lot of customers are going to want to do.
Cool.
And then he said, okay, that Postgres database you have in there, maybe you want to replace it with the database that you're using internally right now, and you're going to run that database internally on your Azure Stack, and that database is SQL Server on Linux. That was awesome.
On Linux, nice.
So it was the world first. Like SQL Server on Linux, we knew it existed, but it wasn't out there. Mark showed it for the first time on stage. I was super excited
to
see
that.
So
was that running on the Azure Stack or on Azure?
It was running on the Azure Stack while the rest of the application was running on Azure.
Awesome.
And that's the kind of topology that people are probably going to want to deploy, where they want to keep their data on-premise, but then some of the processing will be outside.
Yeah.
And so he demoed how to deploy that application there. He had a little bit of a snafu. Some of the application didn't work at some time, but that's Mark.
He
managed
demos.
It really, really great. And it showed that the demo is real.
Yeah.
And one part of the application was actually working.
Cool.
And then at the end, he finished it by saying, Microsoft has a lot of tooling for operations to manage their workloads on premise. So here we're talking about System Center Ops OMS, Operations Management Suite. And so he showed how he could use OMS to manage the SQL Server container that was running on Azure Stack.
Yeah.
So to me, that's kind of the end-to-end demo that shows the value of hybrid for with both Microsoft and Docker. And I think the two companies are super aligned on that vision that enterprises want hybrid.
Cool. So we'll link to the keynote video. So make sure you check it out if you haven't already. But definitely worthwhile seeing that end-to-end story and understanding how it can fit for your environment. A lot of technologies we talked about there, though. OMS, Azure Stack, which is not available yet. Still at Technical Preview 1. What else? Windows Server Containers, you know, you can download the eval for that. Obviously, all the Docker technologies are available either in release or public beta now for Docker for Windows and Mac. Where should people go to get started? Where, if somebody was new to containers today, both Docker and Windows Server Containers, where do people go?
Yeah, so you start with docker.com/get-docker. Start developing with Docker for Mac or Windows. Then you, when you want to deploy in production, you go to Azure in the marketplace and you search for Docker Data Center.
Cool. And for all the Microsoft documentation, particularly on Windows Server and Hyper-V containers, you can go to msdn.microsoft.com/virtualization, and that will take you to all the container stuff, which, as we've talked about in multiple interviews now, it's all powered by GitHub, so you can contribute, you can suggest samples, you can edit things, introduce typos, remove typos, whatever you want. So yeah, all stuff there. So
all
anything else?
Bugs.
All fix bugs, yeah. So anything else you want to tell people about?
No, thanks for having me. And no, right. I'm really glad with the partnership between Docker and Microsoft. These are two of my favorite companies. And seeing us go to market and help enterprise getting more agile with that these kind of hybrid architecture, it's really a pleasure to see it happening in real time, on stage.
Yeah, it's happening. Cool. Well, thank you very much for your time. It's been
thanks,
a pleasure
Matt.
To talk to you as always. And stick with us on the Containers channel as we hear from more Docker experts about what's been announced at DockerCon 2016 and containers in general. See you soon.